Victory, glory, and power. For right and just are his judgments. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise our God, all you who serve him, you who fear him, great and small. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord God Almighty has claimed his kingdom. Rejoice and triumph and give him praise. The time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb. Alleluia, alleluia. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a few announcements. Today is a grand day in the church calendar. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, and hence why we sang for all the saints. It's one of my favorite feast days, but you'll hear more about that in the sermon. So before we begin, a couple of announcements. Donations are still being accepted for My Sister's Place and other homeless resources to make sure that those without warm clothing for the winter get them. So if you have any mitts, toques, gloves that you could donate, please drop them off in the basket right as you come in, or in the narthex at the back of the church. There's two places to drop those off. I think that's the main announcement that I have. Are there any others? Oh, yes. Steve Hollowitz is off gallivanting somewhere playing jeans and classics. So we are absolutely blessed with Ralph, who is taking the service. So Ralph, thank you. Well, with that, let's prepare to worship Almighty God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Please stand as we say together. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open,
all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that it may be an earthly love of you, and an earthly magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose people are knit together in one holy church, in the mystical body of your Son, grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the Wisdom of Solomon. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. For though in the sight of others they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Having been disciplined a little, they will receive great good, because God tested them and found them worthy. Like gold in the furnace, God tried them, and like a sacrificial burnt offering, God accepted them. In the time of their visitation, they will shine forth and will run like sparks through stubble. They will govern the nations and rule over peoples, and God will reign over them forever. Those who trust in God will understand truth. The faithful will abide with God in love, because grace and mercy are upon these holy ones, and God watches over the elect. The word of the Lord.
And the King of Glory.
hill of the Lord, and who can stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not pledged themselves to falsehood, nor sworn by what is a fraud. Lift up your heads, O gates, and the King of glory shall come in. They shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and a just reward from the God of their salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and the lift up your heads, O gates, lift them high, O everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up.
With you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, this morning I'd like to let you in on a little secret. And that secret is, I'm a bit of a nerd. I know, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe. I may have carved my pumpkin on Halloween to be a Darth Vader outline. It was pretty awesome. I'll show you pictures after the service. I may have grown up playing role-playing games like Dungeons and Dragons. I may know how to quote every line from the first Star Wars movie, if you get me going. I might be a little bit of a nerd. Or I might be a trendsetter, because these things are now very popular. So I'll leave it to you to decide whether it's nerdy or trendsetting. Could be trendsetting, just saying. One of the things that I am passionate about and very nerdy about is the church life and the church calendar. Today we are celebrating All Saints Day, which is a bit nerdy, but very countercultural. In our world today, death is not something we talk about. We like to sweep it under a rug. Hospitals and medical centers have created such a clinical environment that when a person dies, they're whisked away and we don't really see them again until the funeral when they're in the ashes. Death is something that society does not like to talk about. And I think that the church, that Christianity has a powerful voice, a powerful message to speak into these moments. But it's a two-sided coin. We cannot escape the fact that death is scary and is sad and is tough. And we did that last night. Last night, about 70 of us gathered to remember the departed, to read names of loved ones that we care about but don't see anymore. We lit candles to remember them, and we had a solemn and quiet, and in some ways sad service. But the other side of that coin is today, All Saints Day, where we recognize Jesus' power over death, Jesus' power to bring life again. It's very rare in the church that you read the same readings from the Bible for one service and the other. But today we did that. Our first reading was also read last night. And the part that stood out to me very clearly last night was, in the eyes of the foolish, they seemed to have died. And their departure was thought to be the disaster. And their going from us to be their destruction. It's true that when someone dies, a piece of us is missing. And there is a piece of love that we have for them that can't be fulfilled in the same way. But today, All Saints Day, is the church's answer to that. Today is the day that we recognize Jesus' power over life and death itself. Jesus died to be the gateway to a new beginning, a new way of living, a new holiness that can transform not just our life, but the life and the reality of the whole world around us. All Saints Day is the church's answer to the destruction and the despair that death brings. On one hand, we know that it's sad. But on the other hand, the hand that we are celebrating today, the reason why I'm not wearing black vestments, but white fabric with gold and shiningness, is because we celebrate with all of our beings the truth that Jesus has transformed something that should be sad into something powerful and beautiful. We hold in our creed to the promise of the resurrection of the dead. Well, I've studied the scriptures. I don't know exactly how that will look in the hereafter. But I know that God is faithful in his promises. And that somehow, some way, some shape or form, death is not its end, but is a beautiful new beginning. Today is a day that we celebrate that and with all of our hearts commit that what we see with our eyes isn't the end of the story, that Jesus and God working in this world can do more than we can ask or imagine. Today we celebrate the transforming power of God to do more than we could possibly understand. But it's not just about those that have gone before us. If God's power is true, and we proclaim it is, if God really can transform what looks to us to be the end of things, the end of life, into the beginning of something new, then that means you and I have a responsibility to share that message. All Saints' Day often is portrayed as for those who are exceptionally special in the faith. We have named our church after St. James. Other churches around the city are named after St. George or St. Aidan's or St. Paul or St. you name it. There's a whole long list. But Paul, the author of much of the New Testament, calls the people gathered saints. People like you, people like me. He calls us saints. Saint comes from the Latin word sanctus, which means holy. And I deeply believe that each and every one of us has God working through us in the world around us. God calls us to help transform the world through our deeds, through our actions, through the way that we live. There is a call to us to make this world better than the way we find it. There is an impetus on us not to just sit back on our faith and say, yes, when we die, something new and glorious is going to happen to us, which is true. But because something beautiful and glorious is going to happen to us, we are invited to live into this world in a fullness, in a richness, in a love that has no bounds. All Saints' Day is a day where we celebrate those who've gone before us, but we also look to their examples and think of them as the Marvel superheroes that we want to become. You are all superheroes in the faith. And what does that mean but to live in this world in an incredible way? Some of us feel that call in different ways, to be the best preacher we can, the best priest we can. Some of us reach out to social organizations and commit ourselves firmly to social justice, to right the wrongs of society. Others of us help in small and quiet ways that go unnoticed by so many, but make this world that much more beautiful. I don't know which is the way that God is calling you to live out your saintly vocation, your saintly role in this world. But I do know that if you listen, God will put on your heart something to do, to go above and beyond what the world would have us do, and to be part of that great army for all the saints, for you, for I, for all who've gone before, and for the next generations of those who come. We are part of a great chain that stretches back to the time of Jesus and forward into eternity. We celebrate today all the saints, us, those who were, and those who are to come. Today is a great day. It's a nerdy day. And I hope that we'll carry this future into recognizing the power of Jesus in this world. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Having heard the Holy Scripture read to us, wrestling with what it might mean for us today, let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God. congregation adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Let the faithful rejoice. Lord of life, you delight your people with a vision of your celestial city. Inspire your church by the lives of your saints. Make us holy as you are holy. Sing to the Lord a new song. Let the faithful rejoice. Lord of life, you raise our expectations and challenge us to match them. Inspire leaders to reach beyond the limits of convention and the status quo. Make us joyful as you are joyful. Sing to the Lord a new song. Lord of life, you spread before us a banquet of your love. Inspire us to share the fruits of your bounty. Make us gracious as you are gracious. Sing to the Lord a new song. Let the faithful rejoice. Lord of life, you bring an end to pain and suffering. Inspire us to work for the relief of need and the comfort of distress. Make us compassionate as you are compassionate. Today we pray especially for Anna, Eunice, Sylvia, Robert, Gavin, Catherine, Carolyn, Don and Nancy, William, Cherie, Mary, Philip and Nelta, Brian, Kate, Joan, Kevin, Lupe and family, Edward and Amy, and Rebecca. Lord of life, you wipe away tears and death will be no more. Inspire us to long for your eternity. Make us live as you live and reign in glory. Sing to the Lord a new song. Let the faithful rejoice.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another. Thank you. Let us pray. Holy and mighty God, we give you thanks for the triumph of Christ in the lives of all his saints. Receive all that we offer you this day, and help us, like them, to run our course with faith, that we may come to your eternal kingdom. We ask this in his name, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right in our hearts and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, Creator of heaven and earth. In the multitude of your saints, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, rejoicing in their fellowship, may run with patience the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all who have served you in every age, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. For the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant,
which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, according to his command, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
God of promise, you prepared a banquet for us in the kingdom.
Happy are those who are called to supper with him.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord of hosts, we praise your glory reflected in your saints. May we who share at this table be filled with the joy of your eternal kingdom, where Jesus is Lord now and forever. Amen. And we say together, glory to God,
whose power
and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve our Lord. Thanks be to God.